don't stop. Ooh, don't say a word. Just keep on, keep on. Don't stop. Ooh, don't say a word. I know what you're thinking. Maybe we should talk it over.
Treated this-a-way. Men like me are hard to find, my prairie darling. Treat me right or I will go away. Now I love you like I never loved no other. Keep in mind, dear, I can find another too. Stop your fooling with my heart, my prairie darling. Just because I said that I love but you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's time for us to take the turn to the radio obituaries. First, I have to remind you to go and think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Do it. Do it for me. For me. And then we're going to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for everything he's ever done. Just everything. Why not? And I'm going to apologize. You know, and normally I don't apologize for stuff. Just generally speaking. That is so not true. I apologize all the time. And, you know, those of you who know me know it's true. But I don't often apologize for sounds on the air. But I'm going to apologize for the air conditioner, because normally I will turn that off and open up the windows. I can't. I tried. I can't. I'm sorry. Just had to put that out there. So I hope you don't mind, and I'm not going to jump up and turn it on and off through it. No. We're all just going to be okay with it. You can tell, quite obviously, that I'm not okay with it. But now it's time for the initial radio obituary tonight for Mike Hart, who is an English songwriter, singer, and poet. In 1962, he founded the band The Roadrunners, left them in 1965 to join the Liverpool scene. It was a poetry and music collective. They did one album, then he had a solo album produced by John Peel. Didn't do anything else pretty much as far as the solo stuff went until 1980, but it was never released. I think some of it's shown up online by now, though. Mike Hart just passed away at 72. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Swallowed your spat out. You keep arising, kids are shouting water and returning only when you've emptied the well. I think it's time you told us what the score is, don't you? Whoa, kiss me please, not on the chin but upon those lips there below the nose. Kiss me more, forget the floor so it ain't clean, please be obscene. Well, kiss me squirming, squeaking, eating, shaking was all you used to say right after tea. But now it's babies needing brand new nappies and all that stuff. I know he does, but it don't concern me. Every night he gets a bath, three suppers and 38 good nights, and I'm in luck if I get just three quarters, I mean. Whoa, kiss me please, not on the chin but upon them lips there below the nose. Kiss me more, forget the floor so it ain't clean, please be obscene. But now we have to rise to hear the Your once a month seems to arrive about 3 times a week. Your migraine daily and your sight is failing. Passion flower. But upon those lips there below the nose, kiss me more, forget the floor, so it ain't clean, please be it seen. Hey! Yeah!
This is a song about a very great guy and a very great group who are tragically with us no more. Bobby and the Helmets is that group. Yes, folks, Bobby and the Helmets died on August 14th, 1957, when a soda fountain in New York City exploded, drowning 234 people under 800 gallons of ice cream soda. Yes, folks, Bobby and the Helmets died that night. But their music lives on, and somewhere up there, in the great ballroom in the sky, the great promoter in the sky is putting on concerts of Bobby and the Angels every night. Yes, their music still lives, and tonight, we gotta play for you, Bobby and the Helmets, greatest hits. It's the one you all know. It's the one you all love. It's called The Woo-Woo.
Sorry, I got so excited about the woo-woo that I got a little confused there. It happens. It happens to me every now and then. The post-initial radio obituary tonight is for Louis Steinberg. He was an American musician, best known as the original bass guitar player for Booker T and the MGs. But just the original one. He was in the group from 62 through 65, featured on Green Onions and the rest of the Green Onions album. And then he was also on the album Soul Dressing in 1965. After that, he was replaced by Donald Duck Dunn. Steinberg was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1992. He received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. He did stuff. Louis Steinberg just passed away at 82. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Were the last words you said. And I hung my head. And so bad, I love you so.
voted on the Facebook, but not on air, so I thought I should do that now. That is the third member of the Marquees to pass this year. That's a lot. But let's move along to the... Let's see here, what are we at? We're the next radio obituary for Teddy Rooney, the former child star and son of actor Mickey Rooney. He appeared alongside his dad in Andy Hardy Comes Home. And he was also, let's see here, he also starred in It Happened to Jane with Doris Day. He was on TV in Shirley Temple's Storybook and Lassie. Had a little bit of a music career, though, performing as part of the Rooney Brothers with his siblings Mickey Jr. and Tim, as well as the Yellow Pages with a Y, P-A-Y, Pages. Teddy Rooney just passed away at 66. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Never been.
I know you
bell, it was you.
I've got that on the list of songs that always get played, but it should be on the list of songs that always get played. Somebody update that for me while I'm thinking about it, please. Over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, please. This is why I have a staff. Let's see, where does that put me now? Where does that put me? This gives me the antepenultimate. No, yes. Antepenultimate radio obituary for Lawrence Miners, the bass player for the Bermuda Strollers, one of the best known calypso groups that grew out of the heyday of performers on the local hotel circuit in Bermuda. They did go on to travel extensively through college towns and clubs in New England and Canada, though, which I've always wondered if that has anything to do with the first piece we'll be listening to for this radio obituary. But I digress, as frequently I do. The Bermuda Strollers. I totally lost myself there. Actually, that's all I've got. Don't know too much about them, really, as far as great detail in the obit for Lawrence Miners, but he had come to them from a group called The Sprites. And was thrilled to join The Strollers, as they were to have him. Lawrence Miners just passed away at 73. I just need to be quiet and get into the antepenultimate radio obituary right here. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Jonathan, Jonathan.
Yeah?
We want to know something.
Okay.
Well, have you ever been to Bermuda?
Yes.
My band once played down there. What did you like about Bermuda?
Well, there was something in the air
that kept soothing me and calming me down, making me feel better all around. Well, it's quiet that far out at sea. Bermuda's about 600 miles east of South Carolina. That's why I say so far. Well, down in Bermuda, down in Bermuda, it turned me all around. It turned me upside down in Bermuda. Ding, ding, boom, 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 boom. Well, down in Bermuda, I saw how stiff I was, and I changed it. Just, Jonathan, when you say how stiff you were, what exactly are you talking about? I'll explain to you. Don't go away.
Well, you see, back then, I was in this band. We were playing this kind of stuff there back in about 1973. We were in Bermuda, and we had this job at the hotel called the Hotel Inverurie out there. We were playing stuff like this, you know.
Well, she cracked and I'm sad that I won. Lord, she cracked, I'm hurt, you're right. Well, she cracked, I won. She did things that I don't. She eat shit, eat creeps, get stoned. I stay alone, eat health food at home. Nothing snotty about that song, is there? No. And she cracked, I'm sad, I won. Well, so we were doing stuff like that. And we were okay, but like we had, you know, all kinds of Fender stuff. We were going like, and we were like playing all kind of like trip hammers. And we were going like ding, 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 you know, like that. The audience is going, oh, that's very nice and stuff. Yeah. You know, we were kind of serious and everything. We had a fair amount of equipment for a group back then and everything. We were just going, you know, this is pretty important and everything. We were out there, well, yeah, we're knocking them dead. Well, the trouble was, the people who were really knocking them dead were these 40-year-old guys. Back then, I never knew that I would someday be 40. Back then, that was older. Hey, they're 40-year-old guys. Well, I'm going to have to change it to 50-year-olds, see, because... So, in other words, there were people there as old as me. So, and they were the Bermuda strollers, and they all had sunglasses, so you couldn't tell when one guy was lazy and just wanted to lay off that day, would call up someone else. You know, they'd be the Bermuda strollers that day, so they all had sunglasses, so you couldn't tell who they were. But anyway, so we were doing that kind of stuff. The Bermuda strollers had big guitars like this and everything like that. And they would play more stuff like this type of material, you know. All the college kids loved them. And they were going, bang, bang, Lulu. Lulu ran away. Lulu had to go bang, bang. That's why she ran away. Lulu had a boyfriend. Name was Tommy Tucker. Took him out to his house to see if he could bang, bang, Lulu. Lulu ran away. See, it still works. It was good that still works. Lulu had to go bang, bang. That's why she ran away. And the guitar had this great fat sound. Kind of like this, you know. And it wasn't just him. The bass player was great, too. He was this old guy. Old guy? Sure, he was almost 40 years old. Hell. And he was in a windbreaker and everything like that. And then, you know, and he was just there, look, and then he was just going, you know, like, well, the lead guitar guy, their only guitar guy, was going like a... Bass man's just going... and making it sound way bad, it's boom, and he's great. And he's just not moving, he's just kind of like chewing gum or something, just kind of, you know... He was like the Bill Wyman of the Caribbean, you know, he's out there just... And I'm watching this and I'm going, oh, we really are stiff. These guys really are looser than us, I'm thinking to myself. This is what I'm thinking. Oh. After that trip to Bermuda, you know, that band never got along as well after that. That was really the beginning of the end for us. It's true. Because I started getting way into that kind of stuff, you know. Started buying Calypso records and things. Ooh. See, it's catchy. You got to admit, it's catchy. So that's what I mean when I say how stiff I was. Okay, now we get it. Now you can get back to your song, Jonathan. Okay, thanks, man. Jonathan, Jonathan. Yeah, what? We want to know something. Yes. Well, did you wander around Bermuda? In fact, I did. Thank you for asking. I wandered all around. And the flowers in Bermuda, oh, the flowers, well, they almost knocked you down. Why? Because they smelled so strong, you know. Oh, yeah. And it was springtime when we were down there, too. Oh, yes, little petals all around. Down in Bermuda, down in Bermuda, it turned me all around. It turned me upside down in Bermuda, ding, ding. All down in Bermuda, I realized how stiff I was. I changed it just because. In Bermuda, Jonathan, Jonathan. Yeah, what do you want? We want to know something.
Thank you. Thank you so kindly, ladies and gents. Right now is what we call fun time. God dang it, fun time for us. Fun time for the boys in the band. And it can be a whole lot of god dang fun for you. Because we can get out of here for song we have a whole lot of fun doing. And we can bring the gators on the floor and everything gonna be all right. So, fellas, what you say we get out of here for a little bit of Bermuda, a boggy ride? I'll suck you to them one more time.
Everybody come on from your seat. Clap your hands, the strollers need a beat. Everybody take the Bermuda buggy ride, take a ride.
In Bermuda, have a buggy ride, an old-fashioned buggy ride. While the moon is bright outside,
hey, oh,
get a girl, get at your girl right in your lap.
Get your whip
and make it snap. When your heart's go giddy,
then you home, as your buggy sways to the town. Ah, you sway. Give that girl, take her in your arms, down she is grand. To have your best girl by your side, on a seat that's not so wide. Hey, from you to your buggy ride, work it out.
The Bermuda buggy ride.
Okay, let's do the Jackie Wilson baby buck. Work it out.
End of a buggy ride. Oh!
We're getting there. We're getting there. Let's see here. What have I done? What have I done? I have not prepared. I can assure you of that. Where am I? I'm penultimate. Yes, the penultimate radio obituary is for Rakusuke A, the Japanese lyricist, composer, author, essayist, and television personality of Chinese descent. He wrote the lyrics to the song known internationally as Sukiyaki. He just passed away at, what is that? That's 83. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'd just like to say right now before that of all the musicians and entertainers that I've had the pleasure of being with on stage, that Tommy Ardolino is a fine and decent boy.
Ue o mui te ariko nashida na kobore nai yo i omoi dasu haru no hi shitori bocchi no yoru. Ue o mui te aruko nashida na hoshi ho nazohe ne omoidasu Hadu no hi Hitori bocchi no yore Kanasii ni wa uki no ue ni Shioase wa ore no kageri Ue o muite arukou Nashi da na kobore nai oni Arganada na aruku Shitori bocchi no yore Shioase wa uri no kaneri Kanashi ni wa ue mo kaneri Ue o muhite arukou Nashi da na hoshi ho nazohe ni Akanagara aruku Hitori bocchi no yore Hitori bocchi no yore Hitori bocchi no yore
Arigato.
And the ultimate radio obituary tonight is for the American composer and bass player Rob Wasserman. Finally, one might say. He's best known for his own work on the trilogy of albums Solo, Duets, and Trios, but he played violin, graduated to the bass in his teenage years. Early on, he played with Van Morrison, the Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo, and the David Grisman Quartet. He went on to play with tons of other people, including Bobby McFerrin, Ricky Lee Jones, Brian Wilson, Willie Dixon. It's a huge list. Rob Wasserman just passed away at 64. Let's start off with one of those tunes that's on the list that we would like to thank Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. for updating for us just moments ago. It's the ultimate radio obituary for Rob Wasserman right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Just like a flame, love burned brightly then became an empty smoke dream. Gone with the wind, just like a leaf that's blown away. Gone with the wind, my romance has flown away. Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips, but now all is gone. Gone is the rapture, the thrill of my heart. Gone with the wind, the gladness that filled my heart. And just like a flame, love burned brightly then became an empty smoke dream that's gone, 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 that's my romance has flown away. Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips, but now all is gone. Gone is the rapture that thrilled my heart. Gone with the wind, the gladness that filled my heart. Just like a flame, love burned brightly then became an empty smoke dream that's gone. Bum 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 bum
muette pour moi, idole contemplative. Came home and found a lion in my living room, rushed out on the fire escape, screaming, "Lion! Lion!" Two stenographers pulled their brunette hair and banged the window shut. I hurried home to Patterson and stayed 2 days. Called up my old Reichian analyst who'd kicked me out of therapy for smoking marijuana. "It's happened," I panted. "There's a lion in my room." I'm afraid any discussion would have no value. He hung up. I went to my old boyfriend. We got drunk with his girlfriend. I kissed him and announced I had a lion with a mad gleam in my eye. We wound up fighting on the floor. I bit his eyebrow and he kicked me out. I ended masturbating in his Jeep, parked in the street, moaning, "Lion." Found Joey, my novelist friend, and roared at him, "Lion." He looked at me, interested, and read me his spontaneous, igneous, high poetries. I listened for lions. All I heard was elephant, tiger, hippogriff, unicorn, ants. But figured he'd be